The Bethel Deliverance app is now available to download for free at Apple Store and Google Play. You can tune into Sunday services through live stream, view video sermons on demand, listen to audio messages through podcasts, send prayer requests, communicate through social media, and you can contribute to the ministry simply by using today's technology. Get access to all of Bethel's media outlets and church events right at your fingertips. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download Bethel Deliverance to get connected today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
We've been talking about faith. Faith, 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 faith. Come here. Come here, Marie. You are healing. Just come stand here. Come here. Your prosperity. Stand right here. Come here. You're going to be deliverance. You just stand right over here. Come here, Doug. So I got a healing, I got a prosperity, and I got a deliverance. Come over here. And your worship and praise, that's the kingdom. That's all it is. But here. See, I'm over here, right? Now I'm over here. Come here, Jason. Come here, Wayne. Norman, come on. Now y'all stand over here. You're going to be sickness. You're going to be poverty. You're going to be frustration. And you're going to be bondage. Now watch, all this stuff over here, I didn't have to do anything. I was born into sickness, poverty. I was born into it. Grab me, guys. Every one of you, grab me. Put your hand on me now. Hold on to me. All right, now hold me with some force, like you're not going to let me go. Now, I'm bound. I can't get free of all of this. Because they're greater than I am. See, I can't even move. They're holding me in stasis. I can't move. You understand? All right, then Jesus comes. I need it. Come here, Annie. You be Jesus because you can deal with this. Now, Jesus, you got to get these hands off me. I want to come to you and serve you. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. There we go. Be Annie. There we go. Now the Lord has helped me, but I didn't remember. I didn't have to do anything over here. They just grabbed me because I was born. That was my Adamic flesh right. And then Jesus came and took me to his kingdom. So over here, I got all this blessing and all this prosperity and all this other stuff, and Jesus just leaves me there. Now, he doesn't do a thing to this stuff. But there has to be a way to energize all of these. Now, they just grabbed me when I was born because I was a sinner. But now I'm over here in this kingdom, and I have access to all of this. But I don't know how to energize it. So Jesus said, seek the kingdom. How do I energize my healing, my prosperity? How do I energize my deliverance? How do I energize all of this? By faith. So in other words, I believe I'm healed. I believe I'm prosperous. I believe I'm successful. I believe I'm delivered. I believe that. And the moment I believe it, they start grabbing out to me. Because I believe I'm set free. I believe, I believe, I believe. And now the devil can't get me anymore because they've got me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
They're standing over there saying, come back. And I said, heck no. Look at them. Look how they look, all lost. That's exactly how satanic power is supposed to look. But I'm over here grabbed by my healing. By his stripes, I'm healed. I'm grabbed by prosperity. I will never be broke again. I'm grabbed by deliverance. The devil can't get me down. I am successful. Thank you, brothers and lady. How do I keep this thing moving? How do I keep this moving? How do I keep this moving? Faith. It's not about getting you a new car. Faith, Jesus didn't die to get you no new car. You were getting cars before you got saved. Faith energizes. It's the ever-ready bunny. When faith is released, all this stuff starts kicking in. So if you're living in severe lack, it's because you don't know. And my people are destroyed because they don't know. And black people are destroyed twice. Because we don't know what the spirit says, and we don't know what the natural says, because we've been intentionally kept out. You've been locked out. The devil did not want you. He wanted you to believe that you were cursed because of Ham. And that's a lie. If I were cursed because of Ham, I'm blessed because of Jesus. If I'm going to let Ham curse me, then I'm going to let Jesus bless me. So come on over to this house. Watch this now. I got to get my scripture. See, I want you to see something. Go to St. John chapter 14. St. John chapter 14. Woo! What are you? You're the church. How many of you are the church? Now listen carefully. The church is not the bride. It's the body. The Bible says Jesus is the head of the body. He can't marry his body. And the body has never been feminine. The body is always masculine. You are not a bride. You're the body. Lord, if you can grab that, that means that you function as your head tells you. I am not married to Jesus. I'm his body. You say, oh, preacher, then what does it mean there in Revelation where he talks about the bride? He said, come on, I'm going to show you the bride. And he showed them New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. See, when you have that bride mentality, then you walk around thinking Jesus is supposed to take care of me. You know what Jesus did? Gave you the capacity to take care of yourself. Now, anybody in their right mind, they know that their strength comes from the Lord. But God didn't want you to be a victim, so you know how to encourage yourself. You know how to lay hands on yourself. You know how to strengthen yourself. You know how to fight back when nobody else is with you. Glory. I'm Moses. I just got this off Mount Sinai. I threw it down. It became a serpent. Then I picked it up. And it's my staff again. My staff. I lean on my staff. Use my staff to pull lamb and sheep back into position. But God turned it into something else. Now, this is important. Faith, the energizer of this kingdom, can't work without four ingredients. Jesus in John 14 makes a bold statement, and I say bold. He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater. Because I go to the Father, comma, to enable you. I go to the Father to enable you. The principles of the Word of God stay the same from Genesis to Revelation. The principles stay the same. The vehicle that delivers it changes. The method changes. The tools used change. But the principle stays the same. Moses is called by God in Exodus chapter 3 with his staff. Now, my staff doesn't have my family lineage carved into it, because this is not that kind of staff. But Moses' staff, by tradition, had the history of his family carved into it, as it is with all Africans. You forget Moses was African. Okay? He was not from Israel. He's from Africa. And so he had all that stuff carved, which was the history. And God said, when he met God, God said, throw down your staff. You ain't leaning on your history anymore. And the staff turned into a serpent. Moses said, what in the world is that? And the Lord said, take it up by the tail. And it became a staff again. And the serpent is the sign of healing. And he said, your past is going to enable you to heal somebody else. Every rotten thing that you went through in your past, every demonic attack, everything that you went through that the devil tried to use to beat you down, is becoming medicine to somebody else. Hey! He said, now you take that staff back to Egypt with you. There are four qualifiers to faith. Knowledge. Illumination, revelation that leads to demonstration. Jesus calls us to demonstration in John 14. The works I do shall ye do also. God called Moses to demonstration in Exodus 3. Go get my children out of Egypt and bring them back here. He said, this is how you're going to know I sent you. When you bring them back to this mountain. Lord, this is, whoa, whoa, whoa. He doesn't say, this is how you're going to know I'm sending you by what I do to Egypt. He said, this is how you're going to know I'm sending you when you bring them back here. In other words, this is how you know you're delivered when you come back to the presence of God and give him praise. If you can't praise God, you're not delivered. But if you can praise him, you're delivered. Didn't say you were perfect. He said you're delivered. How many of you are delivered? Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm delivered. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I still mess up, but I am delivered. Woo! Bars! Arms! Ah, glory to God. You better understand that the staff reminds Moses. Who's with him? He's got knowledge. He's got knowledge. You can't go anywhere without knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of it. You got knowledge. And when God gives you knowledge, he gives you something tangible. If you don't have anything tangible, you don't have knowledge. Because the purpose of knowledge is to help you use what he gave you. I'm calling you to do works that are greater than mine. So I'm going to give you knowledge. Something to hold on to.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Church is now live streaming. Tune in and experience live worship with us through the Bethel app, Facebook, and BethelDeliverance.org. It's all happening Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Your worship experience is just one click away.